Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Winfield Mayor Chris Fennell about Winfield Community Development Group's progress on raising funds for the Rick Rogers Community Pool and their efforts to receive a grant from the Enhance Iowa Community Attraction and Tourism Grant Program. You've been involved with WCDG as far as fundraising for the pool?
Yep, I sure have.
And so how has progress been on fundraising?
Well, we've kind of hit a pretty good milestone, and we're kind of broke through, actually. And we've kind of made a new estimate of the facility and our costs. And basically, we are at short about $35,000.
Does WCDG or does Winfield have other extra fundraising events planned from now until May 9th?
Well, we've been having our brunch, Sunday brunch after church here. I think they had one last Sunday, and then there's some more to come for that. That raises a little bit of money, but we'll be doing that. And we are also going out. So we have not really we've asked donations from some of our businesses, but not all the businesses around in the community and the outlying community. And so what we're going to start doing now is kind of going on a door-to-door campaign with those businesses and see if we can get some money off of them, you know, some donations from them to help us, you know, finalize this pool. You know, we've got quite a number of people identified, and if they could give $1,000, it would take anything, but just for rough figuring, if we could get 35 people to donate, or businesses to donate $1,000, we'd have it.
What do you think is the incentive for local businesses to donate for this pool?
Well, I mean, the swimming pool has always been a staple to our community, along with the golf course. You know, the golf course has always owned the pool in the past, and because the golf courses are struggling, you know, statewide, they felt like they really couldn't maintain it any longer, and so we came up with a deal that the city would take it over. It's an aspect to attract people to come in our community. You know, it's going to be a real nice, it's not going to be a huge pool, it's going to be a very nice pool, and people can come in and enjoy it. And rather than going off to other communities, they could stay right here in Winfield and enjoy what we've got here in town.
For you and for those who have been working to get this money raised, how are you feeling getting close to the next CAT committee meeting?
Well, we're hoping that we can have it all raised by then. Our next meeting, I believe, is May 9th, I believe.
It's kind of a make it or break it time?
No, I mean, we would like to have it done then, and they can award, you know, because they meet every month. If we don't quite have it, you know, we don't have it. But we'd really like to get it. We've got 3 weeks here or so to jump on this and see if we can get these donations in. And it'll be a great day if we can go up there. I think it's in Urbandale this month in May, and go up there and let them know that we have covered our gap funding, and we have money in hand. If they would just go ahead and award us the CAT grant, we'd go. We've been kind of half assured, not 100%, that if we can get to that point, that they would definitely do that. So,
If you don't have the extra $32,000 raised, would you be able to then meet with CAT in another month, or would you have to reapply or start over?
No, we can meet another month. You know, we started, I think our first meeting was in January or February, and we've been meeting with them and giving them updates. And, you know, they know we're trying and we're working on it. I think there is a certain time at which they would say, okay, it's been long enough, but I think that's more like, you know, a year or so or something like that, they might ask you to pull your application and then reapply. You know, I don't know what the rules are, but I do know that there's been others I've seen up there going in and spending several months to get approval, and it still made it, so.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Winfield Mayor Chris Fennell about Winfield Community Development Group's progress on raising funds for the Rick Rogers Community Pool and their efforts to receive a grant from the Enhance Iowa Community Attraction and Tourism Grant Program. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.